I think the centenary has really brought the First War back to the fore on a national scale. And certainly in communities, we've seen that real engagement with this period. We have seen the creation of new memorials. We've seen a lot of community engagement with traditional memorials. But there's been a lot of engagement there at that community level, looking at sort of reviving those memorials, making them again the centre for local community activity. We've seen new memorials installed in towns and villages. We've seen them updated, corrected. And therefore, there's been a lot of engagement at that sort of community level. And I think that's created the basis and the groundwork for that ongoing and continued remembrance well into the, what perhaps is sort of, the second century after that First World War. In schools, we've again seen that engagement where schools have looked at restoring their own memorials or creating new permanent displays and memorials within schools. So again, we've seen schools perhaps communities re-engage with this period, which I think only allows for that continuation and creates a firm foundation. I think it's that emergence of new memorials that has shown how there is that high level of engagement. We also see it on the battlefields, not just sort of in communities here, new memorials to units such as Blackwatch Corner near Ypres, which was created in 2014, a memorial that was created to the Hertfordshire Regiment as part of the Hearts of War project in 2017. So new memorials appearing on the battlefields. We also see continued engagement with battlefield sites. So for example, the Hawthorn Ridge Crater Association looking to restore and maintain the Hawthorn Crater on the Somme. So there's a huge amount going on, there's a huge amount of public interest, and I think also there has been not only the sort of the re-engagement of an older generation who have led to many community projects, but also the inspiring of a new generation in schools and community groups across the country, where we have seen a new generation become engaged, who are keen to ensure that these core events are not forgotten, who are now keen to engage with these memorials to ensure that they're maintained, that the public interest is still there. And therefore, I certainly see, whilst there will no doubt be a decline in overall sort of interest as a result of the end of this centenary period, I feel that there is a very, very strong grassroots basis, certainly amongst a new generation, for an interest in the First World War, and therefore a continuation of sort of maintaining, updating, ensuring that those sort of memorials to the First World War continue for the next 15, the next 100 years. But also there's opportunities for working with organisations such as the Commonwealth War Graves Commission, who have that responsibility for the cemeteries and memorials on those battlefields, and engaging with them so that there is that sort of continued interest and that continuation of interest into that sort of second 100-year period.